poor start to post a 1 under par 70, while the Gold Coast's Adam Scott is even par through 17 holes. We'll have more ABC News at 9.
You're with Nicole Dyer on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
If you've signed up at your local library here on the coast, you should have received a letter explaining that your personal details will now be shared with councillors, council officers and authorised contractors. President of the Queensland Law Society, Christine Smythe, says the letter lacks some important detail.
A couple of things that struck me as odd was why now? Why a sudden change in the protocol? Also what struck me as odd is why would the broader members of who are employed by the council need access to this information? It's quite understandable that those who run and manage the library would need it, but why would other employees of council, why would the cleaner, for example, need access to a library user's details? And more particularly, why would a contractor need access to those details? These are some of the questions I think that if they pop into my mind, they're popping into the minds of library users, and this is probably what's making people nervous about it. And I think the council would do well to explain why the change.
You made a really good point. Councillors, council officers and authorised contractors will be able to access names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses of libraries. What provisions are there in privacy laws to guarantee the security of people who hand over this information?
Well, under the privacy principles and under the Privacy Act, the council is required to keep the information secure. That's the requirement. But what the council hasn't explained is how is it going to keep this information secure, and how is it going to ensure that third parties like contractors are going to keep the information secure. Those people are also required to keep it secure, but we know in this day and age with cyber security issues and cyber breaches, once you have a release of that information, it can go viral quite quickly. So what steps is council taking to ensure that the details of single women, people escaping domestic violence, all of those types of issues pop into my mind in terms of security? So what are they doing information secure? I do know that businesses per se collect information for a variety of reasons. For example, law firms. We have to collect information. We're required to certify the identity of all of the people that we have dealings with. And we are required to comply with the privacy legislation. But we also have extra provisions that are imposed upon us that aren't imposed upon other organisations. And those provisions include a duty and a responsibility as officers of the court to keep our clients' information confidential. So for us, if we breach that legislation, there are very serious consequences. It's not that we could lose our jobs, we could lose our licence to practice. But that sort of thing doesn't apply to other organisations. So it's quite critical that when our organisations are collecting information, they take steps to keep it secure.
For example, if my details were passed on and all of a sudden I started receiving information about something that came about from these details passed on, is that breaking any laws?
It would depend on the privacy disclosure and what you agree to.
In other words, that's a small print that nobody reads.
Generally, no. You know, for example, the other day I received an advert in the mail from a business that I haven't done business with. My first reaction was one of annoyance. How did you get my details?
Yeah.
Unlike every other person out there, we are actually more concerned about the exchange of our details now, particularly with the identity theft, about keeping it secure and keeping it protected. These are genuine concerns that I think the public have a right to be conscious of.
As President of the Queensland Law Society, Christine Smythe, speaking to me earlier this morning, with you now to answer some of those concerns is the Gold Coast City Council's Director of Community Services, Alison Ewens. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Nicole.
Why change your privacy rules now?
So the